灵的时候，主啊，不但是口里唱，我们也是在心里面说，主啊，我们愿意把荣耀归给你，主啊，让我们一生能够荣耀你的名，让我们的家能够荣耀你的名，主啊，这也就是我们今生活着的目的，主就是要荣耀你的名，主啊，求你在这个时候把这样子的一个信息放在我们心中，我们有这个前提，就是我们要讨你的喜悦，要荣耀你的名，所以我们愿意把我们的家庭献上，我们愿意来侍奉你，把下面的时间交在主的手中，靠主耶稣基督的名，阿门。今天是我们专题的第二天，我们的题目是三代之间。
Today the second day of our retreat, the topic is about the three generations.
昨天是讲到夫妻之间，今天讲三代之间，明天要讲神人之间。
Yesterday we talked about the relationship between husband and wife. Today we're going to talk about the relationship between the three generations, and tomorrow we're going to talk about the relationship between God and man.
在今天的题目里面，我们因为要面对三代的问题，对上还有对下。
Today we talk about relationship between the three generations, so we have to face the generation above us and also below us.
所以我会把时间尽量的节省，我会分成几个部分。第一个部分呢，是讲到对上的关系的时候，我会讲到如何与 in-law 相处。
So I'll try to make good use of time. When I talk about the generation above us, I'm mainly talking about the relationship between the in-laws.
对下呢，我们会谈到如何教养下一代。
And then the generation above, below us, I will be talking about how to bring up the next generation.
然后对中间的这一代呢，要讲到如何过一个快乐的后半辈人生。
And then I'll talk about how to live the happy remaining half of our life.
我也许今天的重点会花在更多的时间是讲到如何教养下一代，所以我在讲到姻亲关系 in-law 的关系呢，会用少一点的时间。
So I think I'll put most emphasis on how to bring up the next generation. So the topic about the in-laws will be not as long.
我们就提几个重点。
So we're just going to talk about a few important points.
因为今天在北美洲，跟姻亲的相处，就是跟 in-law 的相处，可以说是一个不能避免的一个事实。
Today in the States, we cannot avoid, you know, try to how to deal with our in-law.
而事实上，当这夫妻小两口结婚以后，就开始了与姻亲这么大的一批的亲戚相处的这个问题就开始了。
After the husband of the two people got married, and they have to face the problem of how to deal with in-laws.
如果在东南亚的话，因为姻亲的关系 ，in-laws 他们也有自己的活动，很忙碌，所以彼此之间可能遇到的冲突比较少一点。
In Southeast Asia, the in-laws they have their own families and own activities. Maybe there would not be as many conflicts.
但是来到北美洲，当 in-laws 来的时候，不管是长辈、平辈、下一辈，是 in-law 来的时候，很自然会住在自己的家里头，要接待。
In the States, when the in-laws come to visit, doesn't matter what age group they are in, then we have to entertain them.
所以就常常住在一个屋顶之下的时候，就发现有许多冲突就发生了。
When all the in-laws, we all live under the one same roof.And there will be many conflicts.
那么如何与 in-law 相处，很简单的归纳三方面。
How to deal with our in-laws, I have three conditions here.
第一方面是讲到观念的方面。
The first point is talking about concept.
观念需要突破。
And we have to break through the traditional concept.
因为我们是基督徒的家庭，所以我们的观念跟今天世界上的甚至传统的观念有所不同。
In a Christian family, our concept will be very different from the secular world or even from traditional concepts.
第一个在观念方面的要突破的是要打破传统的观念，婆媳不能相处这种看法。
The first concept that we need to break through is the thinking that a mother-in-law and a sister-in-law can never get along.
或者西方人就是说月婿是一定不能相处的。
Or in the Western world, the son-in-law and the father-in-law cannot get along.
Or the mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law cannot get along.
你会看到很多的笑话，在西方的笑话都是讲到月婿之间的笑话。
There are many jokes about the mother-in-law and the son-in-law, how they get along.
那么在中国的传统呢，都是讲到婆媳有问题的。
In the Chinese tradition, there are many conflicts about the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
有一个姐妹，当她的先生说，我很想把我的父母接来，才刚刚提出，还没有开始申请办手续，那个姐妹已经开始失眠。
There's one sister, when her husband talked about, oh, I want to bring my parents over here, he did not even start applying for them, but this sister already could not sleep.
所以她就打电话说，师母怎么办？
And so she called me and said, oh, what should I do?
我说你为什么那么害怕，你连你的婆婆都没有见到你就害怕了吗？
So I said, why are you so scared? You have not even seen your mother-in-law yet.
她说因为婆媳不能相处是天经地义的事。
Because it's just natural that mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law cannot get along.
我说你要打破这个观念。
So I said, you have to break through this concept.
我们是基督徒，我们要真是要以这种冲破的观念作为我们的挑战。
So since we're Christians, we have to face this challenge to break through this concept.
而事实上，我们也看到，真的有许多婆媳相处的很好的见证。
In reality, there are many mother and sister, mother and daughter-in-law, they really get along well.
因为在圣经上已经给我们很好的榜样，拿俄米和路德之间的很美的关系。
So in the Bible, we can see that Naomi and Ruth, they have very good relationship.
那么在观念的第二点呢，也是非常重要，我们昨天强调的，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一个人。
The second concept is the husband and wife, they are not two people, but one.
既然是一个人，所以对方的父母就是我的父母。
Since they are one person, so the other person's parents is also my parents.
圣经上说要孝敬父母，所以我也要孝敬我的配偶的父母。
The Bible teaches us to honor our parents.
所以这个观念放在我们的心中是非常非常的重要。要孝敬父母的时候，我们也要孝敬我配偶的父母。
So when we honor our own parents, we also have to honor our husband's parents.
因为夫妻不再是两个人，是一个人。
Because husband and wife, they are not two people, but one.
这是观念里面第二点我们一定要有的。
So this is our second concept.
第三个也是一个很重要的观念。
The third concept is also very important.
就是我今天在手中所有的一切东西都是从神而来。
Today, whatever I have, is provided by God.
不管是我的学问、金钱、地位，甚至我的婚姻。
It's a matter about my wealth, my knowledge, my position, and also my marriage.
我的这栋房子。
My house.
我家里面所有的家具，我家里的所有的古董。
All the furniture and antiques.
都是从神而来。
All these come from God.
没有一样是我的，如果不是神给我，我本来都没有。
If God does not provide for me, I will not have anything.
既然是从神来的，我乐意把神给我的恩典与人分享。
So since I received everything from God, so I'm willing to share all this with other people.
我看到有许多的家庭，当老人家来住的时候，他就觉得说这个老人家很麻烦，因为第一就是他破坏他们家的 privacy.
Some family, when their parents come to live with them, they will feel that it's very troublesome because this parent give them no privacy.
但是如果我们想到这个婚姻，今天我所拥有的一切是神的，我就乐意连这个 privacy 我也愿意不再计较，愿意他进来跟我享受这个家。
And we know that even our marriage is given by God, so we're willing to share our privacy with the parents.
还有也有很多人说，哎呀，自从我的 in-law 来，不管是我先生的弟弟妹妹，或者是太太的亲戚来我家住，害我家的开销增加了很多。
Some people say, well, after my in-laws come to live with us, could be the aunt, the sister, the brother, and another, our family, expenses are a lot more.
也花了很多的时间，还要带他们出去买东西，带他们出去找工作，所以常常有许多的怨言和冲突就这样发生。如果我们的观念里面认清楚，所有的今天，连我有这个生命，我有时间，我有生命，我有钱财，我有这辆车子，每一样都是从神而来，我愿意跟人分享。
You will realize that everything that I have, even my life and even my car, everything is coming from God, and we're willing to share with other people.
所以有一节圣经节是在跟英洛相处，我自己很得帮助，我自己跟我的婆婆就是从这一节圣经节得到很大的祝福。
It's a scripture verse. I'm really impressed and helped by it.
箴言第十六章第七节。
Proverbs chapter 16.7 16 7
箴言十六章第七节，我们可以读，不管是读中文或者英文，十六章箴言十六章第七节。
Proverbs 16:7。
人所行的，若蒙耶和华喜悦，耶和华也使他的仇敌与他和好。这一节圣经给我们看到，前面有一个条件，是当我们行的是讨神的喜悦的时候，神使仇敌都跟我们和好。
In this verse, there is a condition when we live, when our ways are pleasing to the Lord, then even our enemies will live in peace with us.
我们的 in-law 还不至于成为我们的仇敌吧？
So our in-law surely they are not our enemies.
我们的岳父母、我们的公婆不会是仇敌吧？
Surely our father or mother-in-law they cannot be our enemies.
事实上还是恩人呢，因为他把我的丈夫养大，把我的太太养大。
Actually, they should be people who are really do us a favor because they are bring up the husband and wife.
第二个要注意的是，夫妻要同心。
The second concept is husband and wife we need to have the same mind.
第一个是观念要突破，第二是夫妻要同心。
First one, we have to break through the traditional concept. Second one is the husband and wife, we have to have the same mind.
在过去二十五年的侍奉，我们看到许多跟英洛不能相处，是因为夫妻两个不同心。
In the last 25 years, I've seen that many of them, when they cannot get along with the in-laws, the main reason was that the husband and wife, they don't have the same mind.
在北美洲要接长辈过来的时候，两夫妇没有先谈好就开始申请，接来了以后就发生问题。
In North America, when they want to bring the parents over here, but they do not spend time to talk about it at first, and then they just go ahead and do it.
所以这个夫妻的沟通是非常的重要。
So the communication between husband and wife is very important.
有一个丈夫把他的父母接来以后
，This one husband, he brought his mother over here.
住在家里一段时间就发现。他要做选择，要太太还是要父母。
So after the mother came for a while, so he found out that he had to make a choice, either his wife or his mother.
闹得很严重。
It was very serious.
闹到牧师那里去。
And then so they came to the pastor.
牧师问了一个问题，问这位先生。
So the pastor asked this husband.
他说，在妈妈跟太太之间，你要选谁？
So who are you going to choose, your mother or your wife?
就是说当他们两个吵架的时候你要站在哪一边
So when they have a fight, who are you going to support? Who are you going to stand for?
他就说 It depends.
He said it depends.
他用英文回答就是说看情形啊他说看看是我妈妈有理还是我太太有理
So he said it depends and I'll see who is right.
但是呢牧师在问他但是如果这两个人你只能够选一个的时候你要选谁
So the pastor said, but what if you have to choose between the two? What are you going to do?
他说那当然选妈妈。
So of course my mother.
为什么你说当然选妈妈呢？他说因为妈妈只有一个。
Then why? The mother is I only have one mother.
所以这一句话你就听出来这个观念是什么了。
So then you know what kind of concept this husband has.
这个当然是一个错误的观念，不过在过去我们辅导许多家庭问题的时候，这种观念经常的出现。
So this is a wrong concept, but then in the past counseling, a lot of times people give this kind of wrong concept.
事实上，我们昨天已经一次一次的强调，夫妻不再是两个人，是一个人。
So we emphasized that even yesterday, the husband and wife, they are not two people, but one.
所以呢，他们不是选太太或者选妈妈的问题。
So that's not a choice between mother or wife.
太太跟你已经就是一，所以没有选，她是一，是我们一起来孝敬父母，一起来选上一代。
Wife is already one with the husband, so there's no choice. The husband and wife just have to combine and they have to honor the parents.
所以夫妻同心是一个非常基本跟in-law相处的一个原则。
So husband and wife, they must have the same mind in order to have a good relationship with the in-laws.
有一位丈夫非常的爱父母，又知道他的太太绝对不能够容忍这个公婆住在一起，所以他就为他的父母买了一栋房子在附近。
There's a man, he loves his parents very much, but he knew that his wife cannot stand his parents, so he bought another house for his parents.
每天下班他先回父母的家，然后回自己的家。
So every day after work, so he would go to his parents' house first, and then came back to his own house.
这样子的情形对不对？
Is it right for him to do that?
你说这样子会有好的关系吗？
Would there be a good relationship?
应当是他们两夫，就算买个房子在旁边，应当是两夫妇一起去。公婆的家。
It's all right for him to buy a house for his parents, but both the husband and wife they should go to visit the parents together.
所以第二个原则，夫妻要同心。
The second principle, the husband and wife must have the same mind.
第三个重要的事情是中间人的角色。
Okay, the third concept is the what kind of role does a middle person play?
什么是中间人？
What is the middle person?
婆媳问题的时候，中间人是谁？
Between the mother and the daughter-in-law, who is the middle person?
先生，丈夫是中间人。
Husband will be the middle person.
当是月婿问题的时候，那么太太就是那个中间人。
So when the mother-in-law and the son-in-law, so who's the middle person will be the daughter?
中间人的角色是那个关键性的。
So the role for the middle person is really a key position.
中间人可以成为战场，也可以成为桥梁。
The middle person can be a bridge and also all can be a battleground.
所以想一想，你这个中间人是怎么做的
？So how can you be a really effective middle person?
你要成为他们两个中间的战场呢，还是要成为他们两个中间的桥梁
？Do you want to be a bridge between the two or the battleground between the two?
这个中间人的角色太重要。
The role of this middle person is really important.
常常会说，哎呀，我们家里面婆媳闹得天翻地覆。
We always say that the mother and the daughter-in-law they really have big fights.
但是当讲的时候，那个中间人其实要 blame 最大的，应该要责怪的是那个中间人。
So this middle person really should have blamed himself.
因为这个中间人他会做人跟不会做人，会讲话跟不会讲话，影响太大。
If this middle person knows how to talk and how to act, then it will make a big difference.
在婆媳问题当中，这个丈夫要学会给他的妻子有满足感。
So between the mother and the daughter-in-law, this middle person, the husband, he should know how to satisfy his wife.
然后他的妻子才会跟他一起来孝敬父母，以至于这个中间人给父母带来安全感。
So then his wife then would honor his parents together with him, and the parents just would have a sense of security.
年长的人就是需要安全感。
The older people they need to have sense of security.
但是你的配偶就是需要满足感。
But then your spouse needs to have a sense of satisfaction.
能不能在这婚姻当中享受到满足呢？
Can she really enjoy this satisfaction in her marriage?
如果
夫妻之间这个中间人让对方有那种满足感的时候，他就很乐意的一同来孝敬上一辈。
Between husband and wife, if the spouse can really have the sense of satisfaction, then he or she would be willing to honor the parents.
昨天讲的那一句话说，一个满足而快乐的妻子是一个成功的男丈夫的说明。
So yesterday we talked about a satisfied and happy wife is a symbol of a successful man.
夫妻之间能不能有满足，是这个中间人很重要的角色要表现的。
Whether the spouse has satisfaction would depend on this middle person's role.
结婚以前，我的就是结婚以前，李牧师的母亲是很不喜欢我的。
Before we got married, Reverend Lee's mother did not like me.
这个是很正常的事情，因为他是家里的独生儿子。
Well, this is just natural because he is the only son in the family.
这是人之常情，我绝不责怪说长辈为什么会这样挑剔啊。
I do not blame them because I understand.
因为当你手中只有一个最宝贝的儿子的时候，你的眼光一定会很要求的很高，对不对？
So when you have only one son, so of course your requirement would be very high.
所以任何儿子交的女朋友不一定是我了，换一个也是会不满意的。
So any girlfriend, the son brings home, then the mother would try to find fault.
结果可惜这个儿子就八年死心塌地就是跟这个女朋友交往。
So unfortunately, for 8 years, his son, he could devote all his time with this one girl.
那我们也是经过了八年抗战。终于他们点头了，我们就结婚了。
So finally they nodded their head and for approval, then we got married.
但是结婚以后，我心里觉得好紧张啊。
And after we got married, I was very nervous.
我说怎么样做媳妇啊？
So I said, how can I be a good daughter-in-law?
这三点是我归纳我过去的经验，我现在跟我的婆婆是这么好，我们就是像亲生的母女一样，是我们的经验这样子带出来的三个原则。
So these three principles come from my own experience. Now I'm really good friend with my mother-in-law.
我觉得李牧师做这个中间人的角色很重要。
So I think that Reverend Lee here, he was really a good middle role.
他使我们有一个桥梁把我们带在一起。
So he was just like a bridge to bring us together.
所以当人家说啊，你们的婆媳关系那么好，常常要把所有的 credit 都放在媳妇身上。
So a lot of times people want to give me all the credits because we have such good relationship.
但是我必须要说，不是一个人能做成的，我婆婆也有她的功劳，还有中间人有很大的功劳。
So I would not take all the credit for myself, I take also my mother-in-law and also my husband.
我想我今天讲到对上就只提到这里，下面呢我们必须讲到下一代，而这个问题呢可能是我们中间现在最切身的问题，看到我们有这么多的孩子在这儿。
So next we're going to talk about the next generation. So this probably is more personal because we have so many children here.
那么讲到教养下一代呢，我要请李牧师来讲。他是一个很好的父亲。我常常觉得今天我们中国人或者今天的世界忽略了父亲的角色。
So Pastor Lee is going to talk about how to bring up the next generation. He's a very good father. I feel like in today's society, we ignore the father's role in bringing up the children.
所以讲这个题目的时候，我让李牧师来讲如何教养下一代。
So I'm going to let Pastor Lee talk about this.
我一定要赶快站起来，因为不然的话，他再讲下去，我就觉得肉麻起来。
So I have to stand up right away, but it's too embarrassing for her to continue to spread about me.
我有一些很奇怪的嗜好。
I have some very strange hobbies.
我很喜欢收集在美国汽车后面的 bumper stickers.
I like to collect those bumper stickers.
我不是 collect， 我就喜欢抄下来，我不可能 collect 那么多。我常常觉得他们里面有一些很深的哲理在那些 bumper sticker 上面。
So、I feel like there are many philosophies in this bumper sticker.
我远远看见一个 sticker 在那边，是我开 开前面去看看到底写什么。
So I saw another sticker was in front of me, so I drove my car and went over.
啊，终于看到了。
So I saw it.
它上面写说，你如果看到我这里写什么，你已经离我太近了。
you can see what is on the bumper sticker, that means you're too close to me.
啊，有人贴一个 just married, 有人贴一个 just divorced.
Some people put a just married sign and some people put just divorced.
最近有一些新的 sign 叫 child on board, 或者说 baby on board.
There are some new signs that you can see that baby on board or child on board.
有一次我突然发现一个牌子那里说 my mother-in-law in the trunk.
我的岳母是在车厢里。
所以这里代表今天西方人对 in-law 的看法。
So this tells us about how the Westerners see their in-laws.
就是关于他的题目，分一点笑话放在他们里面。
So just like tell you another joke.
提到这个教养儿女。
Talking about bringing up children.
我们一直在讲家庭专题的时候，我们一直不敢碰这个问题。
We talk about this family, family workshop. We usually do not try to touch this topic.
原因是因为一直我们不敢讲这个题目。
Because we dare not talk about it.
因为我们两个孩子还小。
Because our children are still small.
那么现在他们两个人都已经过了 teenagers 的这个 teenage 的这个年龄。
But now they are already past the teenage level.
比较敢讲。
So now we are more there to talk about it.
等到他们将来结婚成家成功了以后，也许我讲得更有把握。
So maybe later on after they got married and have their own career and children, then I will have more authority to talk about that.
我这样简单的做这样的一个开场白，你们懂我的意思。
I hope that you understand what I mean.
因为我觉得有很多的东西你可以讲理论，但是有很多东西你没有经验，你最好少讲为妙。
Because I feel like many topics you can talk just by theory, but many other topics you have to talk with experience.
所以这个关于教养儿女，我每一次我们有机会讲的，我们两个人都有一点推来推去，我推给他，他推给我，因为都不敢，这个大言不惭的站在各位的面前。
So every time we talk about this bringing up the children, we try to push to each other, say, why don't you talk about it again?
我们的专业都需要受特别的训练。
So in our profession, we need to have special training.
而且我们开始工作以后，还需要许多在职 on the job training.
And even after we are already working, then we still need to have on the job training.
但是很奇怪，我们做丈夫、做妻子、做爸爸、做妈妈，我们都是天才。
But seems like we're all genius when we come to being parents and husband and wife.
好像这些东西我们都不需要学。
Seems like we don't have to learn.
弟兄姊妹，求主给我们一个谦卑的心，让我们学做一个好丈夫，学做一个好爸爸。
Brothers and sisters, let us have a humble mind so that we will learn to be a good husband and wife and good parents.
今年父亲节，我的老二送我一本书。
This year, Father's Day, my second son, he gave me a book.
我相信很多人很喜欢看 Cosby Show.
Many of you may like to watch Cosby Show.
那么他就把那个 Cosby 那一本书《如何做爸爸》这个送给我，不知道他的意思是什么，到现在我还想不通。
How to be father by Cosby, but I don't know exactly what he means.
可能他觉得我跟 Cosby 差不多。
Maybe he feels like I'm kind of similar to Cosby.
所以他送我一本书，证明。英雄所见略同。
So maybe he gave his book to show that my ideas are so good as the Cosby.
可能他觉得我这人太差劲儿，所以呢，送一本书好好教我。
Maybe he feels like that I'm really not up to the standard, so he gave me this book so that I can learn.
Cosby 这本书在台湾任何书店你都可以看得到他的翻中译本。
So this book written by Cosby that you can see in Taiwan any bookstore.
我很不喜欢那本书中文的翻译。
I don't like the Chinese translation.
叫做天才老爹。
Genius daddy.
因为我不认为爸爸是有天才的，一定要有谦卑的心学的。
Because I don't think the father is just born with it, so you have to really learn.
我是从台湾来的。
I came from Taiwan.
我不敢代替东南亚或者是香港的弟兄姊妹说什么。
So I cannot talk for people from Hong Kong or Southeast Asia.
许多从台湾来的留学生。
Many students who came from Taiwan.
来美国留学的时候。
When they came to study.
都是国家民族，很多的很漂亮的口号。
So they all talk about their country, their nation, their people.
我学成以后要回去报效国家。
And then after I finish, I need to go back and pay back what my country gave me.
每一个字掉在地上都有声音了。
So it's just such a pretty word.
但是到了现在
，But now
国家也没了，民主也不要了。
So after they finish and they start working, they forget all about the country.
老老实实说，我们今天留在美国。
And let's be honest.
我说一般的哈。
Most people who stay in the states
都是为了儿子，为了女儿。
We stay here because of our children.
这没有什么错误。
There's nothing wrong with that.
爱我们自己的骨肉，这是天经地义的事情。
It is just natural for us to love our own flesh and blood.
如果我们真的对我们的下一代有这样的负担，那我希望在接下来这一堂时间里面，我们带着一个非常严肃而谦卑的心来看这个题目。
If we have such a burden for our next generation, so let's be really humble to learn about it.
我今天在这里分享的是我们夫妇这24年做父母亲经验累积下来的归纳。
Today what I share with you is our experience as parents for the last 20-some years.
昨天讲这个吵架实践。
Yesterday we talked about the Ten Commandments of how to argue.
今天我们讲八样做父母亲的守则。
So today we talk about 8 principles about how to be parents.
从台湾来的，我们从小就背青年守则12条。forget that. 最近我们在谈青年守则，怎么背都背不出来那12条，背来背去就一个什么有恒为成功之母，还是什么失败为成功之母，连这个都忘记了。Anyway, 这八个守则是我们这些年来我们的归纳。
So these 8 principles is our conclusions about our being parents.
我很坦白的说，虽然我们好像在各处讲这些专题，但是我一直不认为，我也不同意刚才师母所说的。说我是什么好爸爸啦，什么这个，要不然我儿子不会送我那本书。
So even though we conduct this kind of workshops, but I don't really quite agree with my wife. I'm such a wonderful father.
我在 Gordon Conwell 曾经选了一门课，就是跟这个有关系。
I took a class in this area.
那么在神学院里面，我选这门课的时候，他们的那本 textbook 的第一页有个故事，我在这里跟大家分享一下。
So in seminary, when I took this class, this book, the textbook, the first page, there's a story, the first page.
有一个青少年辅导的博士。
There's a youth counselor. He's a PhD youth counselor.
那么他的专长就是怎么样帮助 teenagers。
His specialty is how to help the youth, the teenagers.
他的女儿在第一次有男朋友来约她出去的时候，来找他的专家爸爸。
So his daughter, the first time when she got a date, she came to her father.
他就问他父亲，他说，this will be my first date. 就是这个男孩子第一天来 date 我。那么爸爸，我可不可以出去？请你告诉我，我尊重你的意思。
So this daughter said that this is my first date, so can I go with him?
这个 PhD.兴奋得不得了。
So this PhD father, he was very excited.
因为他这个搞了个半天，终于有一个真正切身的 case, 这个 case 可以让他自己来经验。
So after he counseled so many people, now it is more personal.
后来他就跟他女儿讲。
So he talked to his daughter.
半个钟头以后再来找我。
After half an hour, you come to talk to me again.
然后他回到他的书房。
So he went back to his study.
他把他的毕业论文。
So he put out his diploma.
他的 thesis.
Thesis.
他就把他的论文拿来好好再看一看。
And then he looked at his thesis.
然后找很多很多其他的参考的书。
And then he looked at many other books.
半个钟头以后，他的女儿敲门。
So after half an hour, his daughter knocked on the door.
哎，爸爸，我可不可以去？答应这个 date.
So father, can I go on to this date?
这爸爸很有把握。
So this father said,
因为他找到了答案，
他
就告诉他的女儿说，
so、
一句话
just one sentence,
去问你妈妈。很多时候理论是理论，实际是实际。
So many times the reality is different from really theory.
我每一次讲这个故事，我都觉得很有意思。所以我希望今天早上我也带着一个学习的态度跟大家一起再来看一遍怎么样做一个父母。
So this morning I'd like to learn with you about how to be parents.
第一点 第一个，我觉得我们做父母亲最重要的一件事情，就是要有相爱的生活。
So the first principle I feel like most important, the parents, they must love each other.
我昨天讲过，对儿女一生影响最大的是一对相爱的父母。
Yesterday I talked about the parents, when they love each other, they really have a good influence on their children.
老实说，相爱不在乎口头的肉麻。
So love each other does not mean that the endearment.
也不在乎行动上面的肉麻。
And it also does not mean that you really hug each other in action.
相爱主要是一种气氛。
But it's like that kind of atmosphere.
我常常研究一个小 baby, 他还不会说话的时候，他的喜怒哀乐是怎么回事。
I try to analyze a baby when he cannot talk, but he has all kinds of emotions.
我从大学就对发展心理学很有兴趣。
And even when I was in college, I was very interested in development psychology.
我发现一个孩子，一个小 baby, 在父母亲相爱的气氛之下，他也比较过着一种比较舒服、比较快乐的所谓婴儿的那样一段的时间。
So I found out that even a baby, he can sense that kind of loving atmosphere among the parents, and he can have a better life.
因为父母亲的相爱是儿女安全感之所在。
So when the parents love each other, the children will have a sense of security.
我想我不在这里多讲，不过我希望强调这几点，给大家留下一个很深刻的印象。
So I'd like to emphasize this point so that you will have a good impression.
那么第一个是相爱，第二个呢是生活的榜样。
The second point is we have to set good examples.
中国人强调身教和言教相同重要的这样的一种看法。
Chinese think that teaching with words and all with your own action are both important.
我记得非常清楚，当我们刚来美国的时候，每一次坐汽车开车的时候，我的老二很喜欢坐在我的旁边。
When I first came to States, every time when I drive, my second son liked to sit beside me.
但是每一次我看他坐下了，我就叫他绑安全带。
So every time when he sat beside me, I asked him to put on a safety belt.
我记得他在小学的时候。
I remember when he was in grade school.
每一次在晚上，我要他在坐在车上，我要他把安全带绑起来的时候。
So every time when I asked him to put on the safety belt.
我就感觉到有一个小手来摸我的肚子。
So I can feel this little hand come to touch my stomach.
很清楚，他要摸摸看他的爸爸有没有绑安全带。
So he wanted to feel that to see if I have my own safety belt.
这是一件非常小的事情。
This is just a very tiny matter.
但是在这样小的事情上面，给我们看到我们榜样的重要。
But even such a small matter that we can see that the example is very important.
有一个小孩拿一个木头，拿一个刀在那里雕刻，不知道在干什么。
There's a little child, and he was trying to carve something with a knife.
那么后来他妈妈看到说那么危险，你怎么那么小，怎么搞用玩刀子干什么？
So the mother said, too dangerous for you to play with knives.
他说妈，我要再做一个东西。
But he said, I want to make something.
那个妈妈说你要做什么？
So the mother said, what do you want?
他说做一样东西要为你预备，是要给你的。
So he said, I want to make something for you.
哎呀，这个妈妈很感动。
The mother was really touched.
他说你要送给我什么？
So what do you want to give?
他说我要把这个木头雕刻出一个碗来送给你。
So he said, I want to make a bowl out of this piece of block to give you.
我要送给你一个木头的碗。
So I want to give you a wooden bowl.
那妈妈听了以后心里非常非常的难过和惭愧。
So the mother was very touched and very kind of shameful.
因为她知道她儿子的意思是什么。
Because she understood what her son meant.
因为他的父母亲跟他们住在一起，三代同堂。
Because their parents live with them, so their three generations live together.
当年纪大的时候，有的时候会发抖。
So when they get old, sometimes they will have tremors.
所以他们住在一起的时候呢，这父母亲呢，就是爷爷奶奶或者外公外婆呢，就把他爸爸妈妈家的一些很漂亮的一些瓷器，江西景德镇的东西，都一个碗一个碗都弄破了。
So the grandparents when they had their tremors, so they broke all the expensive dishes.
所以这个妈妈非常生气，就送给他的父母亲一套木头碗，让他们摔也摔不破了。
So this mother was very mad about it, so she bought a set of wood bowls and gave to the grandparents.
所以每一次我一想到我磕这个木碗，就提醒我要在儿女面前做一个好的见证。
So every time when I think about this story to carve this wood bowl, so it makes me think that I need to have set a good example.
特别是你的灵性的习惯或者是你的灵性的生活实在成为他们一生 影响他们很大的一个榜样。
Especially your spiritual life and your spiritual devotion will have a really great impression on your children.
所以像昨天早上我们提到尽量不要在孩子的面前吵架的原因就在这里。
So this is one of the reasons why we should not quarrel in front of our children.
那么第三我们要注意的是要有一个谦卑学习的心。
And also the third principle is we have to learn with humility.
天下没有不是的父母。
And there's no parents really at fault in that.
换句话说我们都不是完全人。
So of course, you know, we are all imperfect.
很多时候我们这一代做父母亲的我常常觉得我们特别惨。
I feel like that being parents in this generation, it seems like we are really more to bear.
在我们小的时候
when we are small,
跟父母亲谈话的时候错永远是我们。
So we talk to our parents, we're always wrong.
现在我们来到美国了。
So when we come to the States,
我们终于熬出头来因为我们终于做父母亲。
So now that we become parents,
然后跟儿女们每一次吵架。
Every time when we quarrel with our children,
或者争论或者讨论
or argue with our children,
最后错的还是我们。
So we are still wrong.
我说不知道我们这一代什么时候才能够真的熬出头来。
So I don't know that when we, our generation is really suffering enough.
我们从东方来到西方从一个保守来到一个开放的社会我们必须要付这样的一个代价
So we come from east to west from conservative setting to a liberal one so we have to pay that kind of price
弟兄姊妹让我们相信让我们承认一件事情我们有很多的东西我们现在需要学习
So we have to realize that there are many things we need to learn
再说我们没有天才老爹这样的人
So there's no genius daddy or mommy
对我来讲还好对李师母来讲他很没有办法容忍我们两个儿子听的音乐
It's okay alright with me but for my wife she cannot stand the music my son's listening to
因为我从小我对音乐的喜好这个范围就很广
So even since childhood I like all kinds of music
冷门的也好热门的也好对我都没有问题
So classical or rock is okay with me
对 classical 叫做冷门那么所以但是对我太太来讲她没有办法这个忍受这种热门的音乐特别是吵得不得了的音乐
So my wife she cannot stand the rock music
所以她常常一上车呢我的儿子就有他要听的电台
So every time we get in the car my son would turn on the radio station
那我太太就会讲哎呀爸妈妈我实在受不了吵死人了
So my wife said, "Oh, please turn it down."
孩子还小的时候，他就乖乖的就关起来。
So when they were too small, they would turn it down.
等到开始到某一个年龄的时候，他就开始有话，开始有一些问题出来。
But then when they reach a certain age, that they start to ask questions.
为什么不能听这个音乐
？Why we cannot listen to this music?
你讲不出所以然来。
So you cannot say why.
我听了几年，他只有一个理由，就是太吵。其他讲不出来。
So no other reason.
他就问我儿子就问我太太。
So my son asked her.
你懂不懂我在听什么
？Do you understand what I'm listening to?
大人知道。
So of course.
什么？
What?
噪音
noise
他说你简直是食古不化但是他不会用这个成语就是
了
所以我们真是花时间去研究
so we try to spend time to analyze
我们好好的去听听这些 lyric 到底这些热门音乐在讲些什么
so really try to listen to the lyric of this music
后来发现他听的不是那种 hot rock 或者这种 acid rock 那种很差的那种热门音乐
and then when we listen then we found out that they are not really listening to hot rock music
他有一天告诉我
one day he told me
他说爸爸你听这个歌
The father, you listen
to 我就听一听的歌词我觉得很有意思
So when I listen to the song then I feel like it's very interesting
第一句话说 Honesty is such a lonely word 你很多人都会唱啊我一想到这些歌词我一听到他们这些我觉得里面是有一些人生哲学在里面
So when I listen to this I feel like there are some philosophy in it
前两三个礼拜前差不多一个月我儿子给我听另外一个音乐
So last month, my son let me listen to another song
那个歌词叫做 Unloved Person 一个没有爱的一个人
Unloved Person
我听了以后我很实在是受了一些很深的一些感触
So so I was kind of touched.
所以这些东西我们要学，不要我们就用我们的背景，用我们的这个文化来给我们下一代带来很大的压力。
So we should not put pressure on our children because of our own background and own belief.
我很怕我们的孩子心里面有这样的一个声音。
So I'm afraid my children may have this sound in their heart.
我父母亲对我有非常大的期望，却有非常小的了解。
My parents, they have very great expectation of me, but very little understanding.
我再说一遍，我父母亲对我有很大的期待，但是对我有很小的了解。
My parents, they have great expectation of me, but little understanding.
很多的期待却有很少的了解。
Great expectation, but little understanding.
我们今天怎么样去跟他谈热门音乐，怎么样跟他谈性教育？我觉得我们今天在北美洲的父母亲是不可以推卸的责任。
So today, being parents in North America, we have responsibility to talk with our children about sex education and about rock music.
每一次在学校里面，他们有 sex education 的时候。
Every time we're in school, when they have class on sex education,
我们总是想要去参加。